Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in Monroe County. This is just perfect.
It is.
Yeah,
and for
it
August,
is.
It's great. And the good news is this isn't a one-day thing either. This is going to go on for a couple weeks. Fingers crossed.
Wow.
Let's enjoy it. But we always talk politics with Marty on Wednesday mornings. Well, county government, it's not technically politics. It's more finance than politics. But I don't think you can have one without the other. Can you, Marty?
Well, it certainly does take money to help county government exist. And as when you have any kind of, whether it's a business or whether it's county government, you have a certain number of employees, and the cost of having those employees and providing those services continues to go up. So every year, when we get ready for budget time, and of course that's what we're going on right now between the city and the county and all the taxing units, they're reviewing their budgets, and we're always anxious to see what's going to be the revenue distribution of that income tax. And, you know, when that income tax goes up, the revenue goes up, that means the people here in Monroe County have been doing better. They're making more money because you pay so much on each dollar that you earn. And if you earn more dollars, then more is going into that income tax budget revenue. And so we did get that distribution yesterday. About noon, they told us what the distribution was going to be. And so we were able to determine when we looked at that the out of that pot of money that Bloomington Township is going to be getting a great deal more because of that fire territory. And so it looked to be maybe around $400,000 additional, but I don't have those exact numbers, but they'll be getting a great deal more money in that in their distribution, if I'm looking at that right. But what the interesting thing about that, the distribution that they sent out, made it clear that the public safety tax, you know, that's been really,
right,
it's been rather traumatic here in the county between the city and the county and PSAP and the sheriff needing people and so forth. Everybody needs a piece of that pie. And the way it appeared that the city had it, figuring out the distribution after they took off so much money for the central dispatch, was that the proportionate share would be figured having to do just counting the property tax levy and the debt. But the way the legislation reads, I believe, and I called the state, and I was grateful to hear they believe as well, that this distribution would not hurt the county that much as had been projected, because remember, back when, if we had adopted this before May 1 of last year, that what we did after May 1 would have gone, if we'd done it before May 1, it would have just kept going on into 2017.
Right.
And the distribution for the city would have been greater because the county wouldn't have gotten any credit for that welfare dollar amount. But because that what we did, it was under the 3.5 code, and they said, no, it's over and done with at the end of the year. If you want something for 2017, you have to redo it under this new legislation under the 3.6. So when you look at how that gets distributed, that says you have to go back to the certified shares, the allocation amount. So it brought in, figuring it that way, about $175,000 more for Monroe County. Of course, that doesn't mean that's more dollars into the pot.
Yeah, it just means how you calculate it, correct?
It needs to be recalculated. Now, I haven't heard from the city yet when they receive this exactly. I'm sure they're going to be calling the state this morning and trying to dispute that. But this
what
is what I got from
what
the
is there to dispute?
And we got the estimate today of just what those dollars would be, and that reflects what I was told when I was talking with them. So that's good.
Marty, Glass had a good point. What can the city dispute there?
Okay, I'm struggling to hear you with that. Got a phone problem. Say that again.
Okay, you said the city no doubtedly will call the state and dispute that. Which part can they dispute if that's the statute, that's how the statute reads?
Well, because it says that if it was initially imposed under the 3.5, then we would have to do it the way the city had it put in place.
Okay.
And that would be the case if we were still working on what was put in place on 3.5, the way if we had done it before May 1, it would have been the way that the city thought it should be distributed. But that it was completely gone, and we're probably the only county in the state that's going to have this dispute because we're the only ones that did it at the wrong time. Because remember last year, May 1 and July 1, we were not supposed to be putting in anything new.
And we talked about what
the state was trying to get that all worked out.
Yeah.
A public safety tax for...
After May 1.
Right.
And we did.
After May 1 and before July 1, that was when the state said we're going to throw all of this income tax legislation into one pot. So everything that you have... By May 1, that's going to stay in place, but we're going to reallocate how all of that is going to be happening at the state so they can have a better job of being able to give us information. And after May 1, we were supposed to not be doing anything until they had that done, and I believe that time frame was like July 1. Well, we went ahead and put something in place. I'm sure that those who were doing it and presented the information to us must not have understood what the legislation said. So then we had to completely redo it, if you recall. We had to do it again. But when the state said, when you do it again, you can't do it under that 3.5, which is what you did to begin with at the long time. Now, if you want it for 2017 and beyond, you have to do it under this new legislation because that's why the state was changing it to change the deadline for that. So we did that. Well, as the distribution was being estimated by those that were looking at that income tax for public safety, they were looking at the way it would be distributed had we done it prior to May 1. And the difference is, under that legislation, that 3.5, that amount would have been higher for the city than for the county. And why? And didn't seem anybody recognized what was going on with that. Because under that legislation, the county did not get credit for that over $6 million worth of welfare. Where we used to have that on our tax, local taxes. And when the state said we're going to take that over, they said we're still going to give you credit for that when we're figuring out how to distribute the income tax. Well, so with the new legislation, they're still going to give us this credit, which makes a huge difference. And they're not going to count any new debt, which also makes a big difference. So what it actually ended up being was an additional $170,000 for Monroe County. Of course, that means that's going to be less for the city. So they're not going to be real happy about that. Now, my question is, why didn't anybody else look at this in advance when we were
If I had a dollar for every time you said, why didn't anybody else look at this, I'd be rich.
Well, maybe a few pennies. But I mean, I said, wait, folks, look at this, look at this, look at paragraph B, look at, and it was like I might as well have been talking to my puppy dog. Finally, I called the state and went through it with the state, and I said, whoa, yes, that 3.5. That was null and void. It was over with by the end of 2016. That's not how we're distributing now. That you're under the new. And that's what they sent us yesterday, was verification of that. Now, it may very well be that we'll have people from the city call them and say and try to argue the point. And I understand that. And so, but that's where we stand today. I hope that holds because certainly I understand the city needs the money for public safety, but so does the county. If this is, it's really a balancing act how all this gets distributed, but it should be the way the legislation says that we have to do it, and a Department of Local Government Finance is the one that figures these numbers, and these are the numbers that they gave us. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, Marty,
yes, they may not. Yes,
I'm just saying you're right. I mean, the fact of the matter is if the legislation was written that way, I don't see how anyone has a different leg to stand on. But please, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no. It's just that they're going to try to say, well, we initially put it in place under the 3.5. I understand that. But we did it at the wrong time, and so that was no longer valid. And so you're not going to distribute for the rest of eons of years over something that wasn't valid by the end of the year, and what I'm getting from the state. So, but what we did see was that even just in the regular income tax, we're going to see an increase. I think it was like $350,000. But of course, then we found out that our insurance cost is going to go up by more than $400,000. So, whoa, there goes that increase. Just as soon as you think, okay, you're going to have some additional money here, it's like, this is where you're going to have.
Is that what the insurance annually goes up, Marty, or is this some kind of new deal?
No, what you do is you look at it every year because we're self-insured, and we see whether or not we're hitting the mark where we think we're going to be, and if we're holding out 21%, if we think that's how much we have to generate in order to have enough money in that self-insurance fund and other insurance costs and health costs, then, and it doesn't deplete our balance in that fund very much, then you know 21% is right. If it starts coming down and you've depleted it by a $500,000 or so, then you think, okay, we need to bump up that 21%. Perhaps we need to take it to 22%, and that's what we were presented with, and it looks like, I don't have that memorized, but it was like around $400,000 that we'll have to budget to pay for, to keep that insurance fund healthy. It's really kind of tough. Now, the other thing is we normally, in the past, before we go into budget hearings, we have estimates of our 16-line statements. That's our financial projection for each of the funds that's in that frozen levy. We don't have that yet. In the past, we paid Bob Perley to come, a retired person from the state, to do that for us. And as I said last week, I think we have really asked too much out of some of our county employees. They simply cannot get all of this done. It's been huge trying to enter in all of these budgets and so forth. We have two gals working on this, and they really have done their absolute best. But, you know, there's only so many hours in the day.
That's exactly right.
But we didn't have a good feel yet. We had some rough estimates. It looked like we might be about 700,000 to a million of request more than revenue. But we don't know that for sure. We have to take a harder look at it. And so we're going to have another meeting, a work session next Tuesday. We're going to do it on the lunch hour. We're going to do it at noon. And hopefully we'll have some idea of each of those financial statements for each of those funds. Because there's times when we think, well, we might need to put more into aviation this year. And if we do, where will we take it? Will we take it from County General, or maybe a reassessment might need more money? So you have to look at all those funds to see where that frozen pot of money gets distributed. And that's a tough job. And these gals had to do that. They've never been trained on that. So this is a learning curve But boy, they've done a great job of everything they're putting together. And today will be the day that you can go to Gateway and look at the information on Gateway. You can go to IN.gov and go to the DLGF website, a portion of that, and click on Gateway, and you can find out that public information. You know, in the past, it's been a public notice in the newspaper. People could see exactly what was going on. But now they've changed it, and the only thing that went in the paper was it said, here's where you can look online to see what's going on.
Better have the internet.
Yes, better have the internet or go to the library or perhaps make a phone call. I don't know. Not everybody has internet, you know.
So, you know what? We're lucky to have you every Wednesday because you help translate it, and I bet a lot of people your version's probably a little bit easier than the online version.
My guess is guessing
to understand.
Yeah, I was just going to say I feel like I'm pretty well informed, but reading through some of that kind of stuff sometimes is a real challenge.
That's why we have you.
I love reading legislation and thinking, now what does this mean?
Well, it saved you $170,000. It sounds like, from what you just told us.
Thank you for loving it, because there are those of us who are challenged by it. So we appreciate you doing that.
Good.
And I couldn't run a shop like you have for the world. My mother could have, but I couldn't.
Well, that's why we need aces at aces, shortstops at shortstops, and all that good stuff. Marty, have a great weekend. Enjoy this perfect weather. And next Wednesday, who knows what you'll have in store for us, but we'll be here to listen.
Right. And in the meantime, don't forget, we need to go out to Perry Clear Creek Volunteer Fire Department for their big hog roast.
Oh.
It's the booth between 11 and 2. They are going to have antique cars. They've got all kinds of entertainment going on. They've got music. It's free food between 11 and 2.
They will
take donations. And, you know, it's time to get out and support our volunteer fire department.
So, yeah.
This is the one out on Strain Ridge Road. Please, everyone, go out and enjoy.
What day is it, Marty?
It's Saturday. The food is between 11 and 2. The antique cars will be there. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful. It's going to be a car show. It's good entertainment.
Well, the forecast is perfect. That'll help as well. Yeah, we'll make sure we pass that on as the week continues. Thanks for the heads up on everything, and we'll get with you next week.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.